You have?
I got the broth in the fridge.
I was thinking about your stew all last night. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if you put it on right
now.
No,
I didn't because I got to wait till the, yeah.
Are you cooking here?
I'm trying.
Are you really?
Yeah, last night I had a bowl of meat.
What kind of meat? Sounds like a homeless guy.
I got a bowl of meat.
Uh-huh.
And bacon and eggs this morning.
All right.
Okay. Some spinach in there.
Look at you.
But the bowl of meat's good.
What does that mean?
What are you, salt and pepper?
I mean, I take a ground beef, put it.
Hamburger meat?
Yep. Then sprinkle some cheese on there, put it in a bowl, pour hot sauce on it.
Texas chopped cheese.
So good.
That is good.
I don't care what anyone says.
No, that's great.
That's delicious.
It's my type of meal.
Do the whole thing, the whole pan?
I mean, you leave some in there for a little.
And then you go,
you know what? Who am I kidding? I'm going to finish that fucking pan right now.
I love a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
I love the fact that all these fitness guys are now coming around on hamburger meat.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, fitness guys like me?
Yeah. I know. All those guys on the internet, they're like ground beef or grass-fed organic ground beef is great for you. Yeah. I knew that since the 80s.
I've been a big ground beef guy.
Paying off.
I'm telling everybody.
If that's what happens, I would lay off it.
Paying off big time.
I really did always wonder why it was so much cheaper than the other meat. I'm like, it's just, you're chewing it up anyway. Why does it matter if it's pre-ground?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was big on that forever. Yeah, I would get ground meat and be like, dude, nobody knows about this.
Grass-fed, grass-finished, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Grass-fed hamburger helper.
Oh, don't get me started. That was my move back in high school.
Yeah, me too.
Come home from wrestling practice. My mom has a fucking hamburger helper stroganoff sitting on the table. Big glass of milk, go to town.
Yeah, I was a bagel bite guy. I would microwave like 24 bagel bites.
The
outer rim was psychotic. Just cold.
Yeah.
And I would eat all of them and I would dip them in SpaghettiOs every day after
school.
So watch Pokemon with my little brother.
I used to love SpaghettiOs and a peanut butter and jelly with it.
Yo.
And I would dip the peanut butter and jelly in the SpaghettiOs.
Yo. That's, how crazy did you?
This was a couple days ago.
Did you fuck with the meatball SpaghettiOs or how did you?
I did. We fucked with them. Yeah, I kind of liked it.
They were pretty big.
I didn't raw out of the can. It's very good.
When I was a kid, I couldn't do the beefaroni. Something about it creeped me out. I didn't like the thickness of the nudies.
The nudies were a little slimy.
Yeah, they were too thick.
I agree.
It was too bucatini for me. I'm an angel hair man.
Dude.
When that angel hair hit the households, in dirtbag households in
that
the 90s,
big.
We thought we were fucking from Sicily. Thought we were the Medici or
it's
whatever.
It's angel hair. You're like, what
Medici
the fuck?
Family. Eating fucking SpaghettiOs.
I remember getting real mad at my mom. After like she busted out the angel hair once, then she'd go to the regular spaghetti. I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's
did
why
I
not?
Do something wrong? Why aren't we getting angel
hair? Is angel hair more expensive somehow?
It might have been when it hit the scene.
For some reason, it was fancier. I don't know why.
It's so much better.
So much better.
It's crazy.
You get sexual a good bite.
Angel hair was kind of sexual.
It was. Maybe
dude,
that's
for some reason it was. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why the parents
it's for side were, chicks.
True.
Especially at your house. I bet the boys went.
Yeah, my mom
upstairs.
Would get the laundry basket that week and be like, good God.
Yeah, that's the angel hair.
It was just like dumping rocks out of a dumpster.
That's four of the horniest brothers. Just not
one bedroom. Yeah, me
angel
and my brother in one bedroom.
Sexy. I like
angel
it.
It is sexy, man.
Little olive oil and garlic.
Sure. You don't see it out of restaurants either. It's all this bucatini, all this shit. We don't, you know, we're trying to get
it's all
laid.
Fettuccine, which you brought it up. That's side piece shit. The fettuccine Alfredo. If you're at the dinner with a girl and she orders the blackened chicken pasta, she's a whore. She's a fucking whore.
This is based off one experience he's had when he was waiting tables. Yeah. He's like, this dude rolled in. This girl was such a whore. Ordered chicken Alfredo, and then like that's what my mom eats, and now I can't look at her the same.
I will say,
chicken fettuccine Alfredo rules.
Yeah, I'm looking at my mom. I'm like, what
slut
the food. Fuck?
Fettuccine Alfredo is slut slop.
Yeah,
it's for sure.
What's some other slut slop?
I think any kind of like pesto they fuck with.
Nah, really?
No, it's definitely fettuccine. It's fettuccine or no? What's the other one? The cheese filled noodles.
Tortellini. Tortellinis are for, dumb bitches. Yeah.
Just get the ravioli, you skank.
Yeah, I take back pesto. Although, that might be graduated. That might be elevated slut.
Elevated slut.
Yeah, once you
Boss
get off.
Slut.
Yeah.
I think filet mignon's kind of got that rap, too.
With sluts?
Some broad will think she knows what she's doing. She'll get filet mignon and get it like medium well. What'd you say?
I guess I'm a slut.
Oh, I'm always
chicken
filet.
Alfredo and filet mignon.
I'm always filet.
Guys can eat it. It's good for guys. You just got your muscles and shit.
Guys, it's cool.
Okay.
It's for hot dudes only.
It's for hot dudes and giant sluts.
They'd get that like a cranberry juice. Be like, you fucking dirty bitch.
Ew. Ew. You're on your period eating fettuccine Alfredo.
Filet mignon and cranberry juice. That's kind of sick. That also sounds like you're on a date with a 16-year-old. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you get a lid on this, please?
Mac She's not and even cheese at your table. It was Temple. Like, you nasty little slut over there with your parents.
Mac and cheese and a Shirley Temple. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Although, nice. This is how much of a dirtbag I am. I've never had the upgraded mac and cheese that touched the shit in the box. Yeah. Ever. Once in Philly, Cotton got a platter delivered.
He's got the inside connector.
Yeah,
he's
plugged in.
He's got Black Mac. That's Black Mac, dude.
Black Mac. Forget about it.
Yeah, Black Mac's different, dude.
I had a first class education in that shit because we did Cotton's bachelor party, and I like went out and bought all this stuff. We did like a little grill barbecue. I must have bought about $400 worth of store bought potato salad, and it was all his boys from the neighborhood, and nobody touched it.
Dude,
and after like an hour, salad. I pulled one of them aside and I was like, Juan, how come no one's eating the fucking potato salad? And he's like, black people don't fuck with store-bought potato salad.
Yeah, man. I swear to God, I think they put vibranium in their mac and cheese. Dude, I have to like take my wife aside. If we go somewhere, like my parents' house or something, it'll be like bleach blonde American cheese on noodles, and like I'll have to like take her outside to like be like, all right, dude, you can like scream out here. Dude, she gets fucked up. She's like, what is this?
And I'm have
like,
a bunch of pillows.
It's American cheese and milk on noodles.
Store bought potato salad being like garlic to vampires to black people. Next time you go to an unruly neighborhood, have some and be like,
were you Velveeta or Kraft growing up?
Kraft Velveeta
is,
hit
Kraft's
us
number
for
one,
a minute.
But Velveeta is,
Kraft was going on, and then I think Velveeta was one of those things that was at my
later.
Friend's house that I like snuck into the shopping cart, and I was like, I had some Velveeta, and like my mom was like, get this shit the fuck out of here,
because Velveeta had their angle was it's not powder, it's real,
it's
cheese.
The real cheese.
But what kind? What was
it? Was
that?
Not. It was like
just a bag of
cheese.
Cheese.
We were huge Velveeta when I was real young. It was in a huge block.
Yeah.
And you could never wrap up the end airtight enough, so you had to go through. It was like Normandy. You had to get like the first couple of waves of fucking hard dried cheese to get to the good shit. Ooh, I remember my mom, when shit was tight, she'd be like, just eat it, and be like fucking eating fucking drywall. Suck.
It was the first time you had Velveeta, it is decadent. Kind of like a revelation. You're like, what the fuck? What is my
like
house
that.
Doing?
Nothing
yeah, it's
melts
crazy.
Like that.
My stepmom Perfect. Introduced me to it, and it was like, I looked at my mom. I'm like, you got to pick it the fuck up. You are. I'm about to move into dad's house for good. I will leave you too.
Yeah, chips and cheese was like, just melting American cheese on chips was big. And then my friend was like,
really?
Hit me with the Velveeta, and I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Although I feel like Velveeta was kind of indicative of like a problem. Like, usually if there was a Velveeta house, there was, like, marital strife.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple holes in the wall.
Yeah.
There was a couple holes in the wall.
They were trying to buy back that kid's love.
Yeah, for sure.
A little Dunkaroo action.
There was always that one kid that you were friends with that you knew there was trouble in a house that when they would offer you to eat over, you'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go home.
I will say the single mother household had snacks.
Good snack.
That's where you could find Dunkaroos.
Good snack.
Fuck you.
Yeah. She's treating her little man right.
Yeah, well, she was subservient to the son. The son would be like,
the
no, mom, give me the Dunkaroos.
Some random dude leaving with a work truck out front named like Ron or something. Like,
I see you guys like your last Dunkaroo. Goes,
fuck, that was the funfetti one.
Yeah, my cousin snorted pixie sticks in a single mom basement. Like, there was like, we were at a friend's house, a single mom, and he just started just railing lines of pixie sticks.
Who did this?
My cousin.
He developed a drug problem, I would have to assume.
Dabbled.
He bounced hard. He dabbled. He was a dabbling man. He's snorting pixie sticks, you know. He's
something
figured,
in
what
the
else,
air.
What
something
else
in the
is
air
out there?
To a single mother house. You go, I got to do something in this basement. No one can stop me here. There's only a woman. You know, there's no paw.
There's no paw to rain down on you.
Some house painter every couple of weekends showing up. He ain't gonna say shit.
He's all about it,
dude. I've talked about this before, but I'll never forget it. When we were at our friend's house, it was just his mom, and he had these walkie talkies. And I swear to God, this actually happened. We're like fucking around. He's like, if I go to a certain channel, it picks up my mom's phone conversation.
What?
And we picked up a phone conversation of his mom complaining that the guy wouldn't sleep with her, and we were all like, oh. Just turn it off right away.
Oh,
shut it off.
one dude, we were looking for porn at my buddy's house one time, or weed or something. We were looking for something that a 13-year-old's looking for.
Yeah.
And we were going through, and we looked on. My one buddy was looking under the bed, dude, and pulled out one of those plastic shopping bags, just full of dildos, dude, and like whips and chains. He's like, dude, what is this? And there was like five of us. We're like, ah, dude. The kid's like, put that back. Like, god damn, dude, why do you have us going under your mom's bed? This is crazy. What did you expect us to find?
I feel like you had to do that shit in the summer. Whatever house you were at, and there was no one home, you tossed the place like you were
on a warrant, dude.
Look for everything.
Yeah, like a no knock. Yeah.
Cutting open pillows.
Dude.
Dumping out fucking coffee and shit.
Fucking stethoscope on the wall going around.
My brother claims, and I have reason to believe it's true, but he said his friend had, like, you know, you'd have like, you would like copy VHSs off of like TV or whatever. He had some sort of blank tape that they had like a movie on, and they went to like put it in to watch it. And his mom and her new boyfriend had recorded a sex tape.
Jesus.
And like recorded over what had been there. So they watched the first 10 minutes. Then it was just his mom giving a blowjob.
Went from 3 minutes of coach to fucking anal real quick.
Oh, your mom giving head.
Just head, bro, on a old VHS.
That's
dude.
Worse than...
I know.
That's brutal. That's like the worst thing you can see.
Mom giving head. That's it. What would you prefer, to see your mom receiving doggy or giving head?
I hate to say doggy.
They're still up a little for imagination.
Obviously, it's POV. He's going dirty cameraman. You're like, yeah, that's a fucking nail.
That's a mission, though. That's back in the day. That's a heavy ass fucking camera. It's some upper body strength.
She drops it, she's dead.
That's like a news camera.
Yeah.
Like April O'Neil. Damn, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That is a big cam.
Oh, the biggest. Yeah, if they were doing it back then, they were real freaks.
Yeah.
You had to set up a tripod and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy. Being that freaky back then took a lot of gear.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just, like, have a cell. You know, now you can just have, like, a cell phone.
Sure.
Maybe be live streaming out to people or whatever. But, like, yeah, that sucks. Porn moms, that's going to be a...